Best Bass Amp Under 500 in 2021, Top Brands Review. You are a bass guitar player, and if you perform regularly, a bass amp is indispensable to deliver better quality sound. If you are also looking for a bass amp, this is precisely where you need to go. Fiddler has compiled a list of the best bass amp under 500 and special notes you need to know when buying an amplifier. Now, let us see which brands are receiving much appreciation. Things to consider when purchasing a bass amp. Every producer uses a great deal of jargon in their advertisements. A good deal of this time is intentionally obfuscated or more challenging to make a product look more appealing than it truly is. In all actuality, amplifiers are relatively straightforward. Provided that you understand a few specific conditions, you're going to have the ability to have an overall idea about whether an amp will be a fantastic match for you. Power rating, how loud your amp must be. Volume is usually measured in wattage since the quantity an amplifier will produce is closely attached to its wattage rating. Though with this in mind, vote volume's a humorous matter. More quantity does not necessarily signify an amp will probably be audible, and a few combo amps might be significantly more perceptible than their wattage rating would suggest. As a rule of thumb, a bassist will need double the wattage of these guitar players within their group if they are playing in bigger venues, pubs and clubs. For instance, if you have just two guitarists running a 100-watt solid-state amplifier, you will likely need 400 watts, 100*2*2=400, to have sufficient volume to contend with another device, S, on your group with no amp distorting. For smaller places, such as coffee shops, you will probably not need greater than 100 or even 200 watts. The way you EQ your amp, speaker dimensions, and how the speakers was created will affect tone controls. Tone controls are a must-have on any amplifier. Therefore, virtually every amplifier comprises them. They are also not that complex, so we've only listed them below for ease of reading. Treble controls the high-end frequencies. More treble equals more clarity because of high-end frequencies traveling through the atmosphere more comfortably. Nevertheless, use this in moderation so that you don't overcrowd the mixture. Mid-mid is the middle ground between bass and treble. It provides more body to the noise, but also, it produces a crystal clear voice. Be particularly cautious with how much mids you dial in since the guitar is a mid-range concentrated tool. Too much in the bass will make a combination that feels flabby and unfocused. Bass bass creates a sound fuller, and since the bass guitars, of course, is a bass-concentrated instrument, it is a remarkably significant frequency to get control over. While novices might want the maximum bass potential, many basses can still make your instrument sound helpless. Scoop, mid, shift, contour. Treble, mids, and bass frequencies usually get divided into three different classes. This is only for ease of usage since these three groups are constructs to manipulate audio more readily. By way of instance, when you flip a treble control grater, you boost a range of frequencies instead of just one. A spade, that can be called a mid-shift or shape, affects the bass frequencies, which are changed when you control the mid-range controller. Do not concern yourself with all the technicalities at this time. Instead, know that if a BlackBerry has a spade or mid-shift management, you've got more sounds available for you. Outcomes. A growing number of combo amps nowadays are coming with built-in consequences. Some include several different distortion versions, based on famous boxes, and modulation effects. With that said, there's a trade-off gift when a BlackBerry has built-in consequences. When funds are spent on impacts, other sides of the amp may endure. This may either mean that the amp is constructed with lesser quality stuff, ships using a more compact speaker, or is significantly more costly than an amp of similar quality that lacks those effects. Therefore, whether you need to search for an amp, built-in effects depend on what you are likely to do. Outcomes are not utilized with all the bass tones to the extent they are using the guitar. While the extra flexibility might be appealing, I do not believe you want the effects loop to sound much better. If you decide to choose built-in amp impacts, we'd still suggest that you consider obtaining a tuner pedal along with a compressor. Another choice is to receive a bass preamp with built-in consequences. speaker size. In the danger of oversimplifying the subject, a larger speaker will produce more bass frequencies and provide your tone more thickness. A more compact speaker is going to have a more focused and punchy tone. A 12-inch speaker is considered to be a happy medium between both extremes. When considering which speaker dimensions will best fit your requirements, you first must understand that bassists get excellent effects loops using everything from 10-inch to 15-inch speakers. It is not a matter of what genre you perform, your strategy, or perhaps your instrument. It is about what you wish to hear. Though with this in mind, in case you obtain an amp with a speaker which is smaller than 10-inch, you could realize your tone is a little thin. This usually isn't a massive problem, because amps using sub-10 speakers are usually for novices instead of performing, recording musicians. But it's something to remember. Built-in DAW direct input lets you plug your amp into a PA console. This attribute is helpful as it permits the front-of-house sound tech programmer to form the amplifier's quantity and frequency response. The impact of addition or deficiency of the attribute will have on your expertise as a musician is mainly going to be based on the places you play. Should you seldom gig, or most significant little places exclusively, you are not likely to stand to profit much from this attribute. But it may be a lifesaver if you are playing bigger gigs because you don't need to fret about making an amplifier. Audi also lets you plug your amp into a recording port, making electronic recording more straightforward if you do not have a broad choice of microphones available. Many amplifiers say they have XLR out or something along these lines. Additionally, this qualifies as D, so if you find a producer that says XLR out or D, understand you could plug your amp into a PA. You can also buy a different D box or bass preamp using a D built-in. Portability. With their enormous woofers and cupboards, combo bass amps are usually bulky. Luckily, many producers do put careful consideration in designing their amps to be mobile. Some do it by using lightweight materials. Others concentrate on improving the grips, while others even incorporate rolling casters on the amp. If you are considering frequently playing in unique places, you'll need to balance your tone and volume requirements with sensible reliability. Best Bass AMP Combo Under 500. 1. Fender Rumble V3 25 watts. This is only one of those more significant offerings from the lauded Rumble collection. Little, as mentioned before, isn't necessarily a terrible thing. The tones with this item are something unique at this cost. The significant downfall of this specific amplifier is the dimensions. 25 watts is beautifully limiting in regards to gigging. Together with 25 watts, you will probably fight to crank out a quantity on a more intense jazz session in which there aren't any cranked guitars. That apart, the amp includes a headset jack, a jack for playing MP3s, along with a good construction inside an extremely portable body. If you're seeking a little amp to grow a set for a low cost without sacrificing too much on audio, this could be one to consider. This is the very best bass combo amp under 500. Pros, the sound is quite good. Portable, well-constructed. Value is considerable. Cons, way too small for most gigs. 2. PV Max 126. Somehow PV was able to package some deep low bass to this very compact bundle. If you're interested in finding a tiny amp with a massive bass response range at an excellent price, this amp could be the purpose that you quit reading this guide and bust your wallet out. The PV Max 126 series of amplifiers is an adequate budget collection that does something well, package severe bass response in relatively tiny packages. Ordinarily, it's the bigger amps that have the accurate low-end bass. That's not the situation. The Max series doesn't skip a beat in this budget and easily beats another amp on the listing. The amp has fundamental features and can come in PV, including the dependable PV construction and dependability. Similar to the Fender Rumble, I believe that the best reason to buy this is because of a secondary amp. However, that isn't to say it wouldn't create a terrific first amp or funding amp for any aspiring bassist. It is probably the very best bass amp head under $500. Pros, bass response, good price, portable, well-constructed. Cons, might be too quiet for your gig. 3. Blackstar FL-FLY. This amp is the smallest in this range and includes an extremely distinctive feature that the best small bass amp. Now, by this identifying attribute, the sky becomes a particular tool. In my view, just two individuals should purchase this amp. If you reside in an apartment at which something tiny is the maximum you're able to use to the full potential, you ought to have a look at this amp. On the flip side, a seasoned touring musician may discover great value in this amplifier on the street as it's battery powered. The power and sound of the amp are an actual accomplishment while keeping the battery powered form factor. Many users claim that this amp is a best-in-class battery-powered amplifier. Also, but they assert this can be a theist and scope amplifier irrespective of the energy resource. The simple fact of the matter is that within this price range, you're taking a look at amps constructed for practicing rather than functionality. If you realize, you can make your cash go very far. It is seen as the very best combo bass amp under $500. Pros: battery powered, quite portable, small, decent sound. Cons: small practice amp. 4. Fender Rumble 40. Bring the majority of the fantastic features of this Rumble series, the Rumble 40 Watt model is a fantastic alternative. Although, it will nearly max this out the budget range. However, for the cost, you honestly couldn't do any better. The Rumble 40 features a 1x10-inch speaker setup and a headset and XLR out. These features are standard on all Rumble amps. The Rumble 40 features decent sound output because of its size and comes in at a comfortable to carry 18 pounds. If you've got $200 and need an amp that's both lightweight and certainly will be at home in a medium-sized area behind an electric band with the low right end, this might be the amp for you. This is seen as the very best bass amp under $500. Pros: weight to sound ratio. Price is incredible for what you get. Cons: I will get by in a larger gig, but not enough for more than 200 people. The speaker leaves a little to be desired as far as sound quality. 5. Acoustic B100MKII. If you're seeking to package in the many features at $200, look no farther than the Acoustic B100MKII. This item is the best bass guitar under $500 that's decently well respected inside the community with just a few complaints mainly based on longevity and dependability. Acoustic, as you might be aware, make good high-end amps, especially for upright bass. This amp is significantly less for jazz and more targeted at a funding consumer needing to get features over enormously honored quality. That isn't to mention that this isn't a good amp. You should know that you're receiving something that's a bit more quantity more than quality. The very first thing you'll see about the amp is the fact that it's the biggest among the list up to now by a long shot. At 100 watts, this item will get cut pretty much the loudest garage band on the market. Additionally, it features a 4-band EQ and a couple of consequences that fine-tune your audio. Together with that, it's a built-in acoustic preamp. The biggest complaints relating to this particular amplifier stem from the ramifications and the durability. Most reviewers say the clean channel is a bit less sterile than desirable. Perhaps this isn't a massive deal for your audio, so that it may be a washout, but if you'd like a new clean station, you may want to appear elsewhere. So far as the durability goes, people say this thing has a lifetime of approximately 3 decades. This may be long enough that you graduate into a higher-end amp. Pros: lots of features, lots of volume, still decently portable. Cons: the clean channel has some dirt, has a shorter lifespan. 6. Ampeg BA115. Ampeg is a premium name from the bass world, and you're going to see their equipment from the backbone's most significant groups of almost all genres. Their massive tube amps are some of the very best in the company, but you are not likely to catch one and keep it in your budget. It is seen as the very best bass practice amp. However, Ampeg does create some fantastic equipment for musicians who want an amp for small gigs that is loud, dependable, and seems excellent. Each Ampeg I have played or owned had a hot, resonant sound. In my head, that is where this brand excels, and the BA series does not fail here. The BA115 V2 replaces the older BA115 at Ampeg's lineup. It carries on the tradition of robust and portable bass while incorporating some revolutionary new features and a bit more power. Remarkable features: 150 watts, 1x15 speaker using switch mutable high frequency tweeter, XLR line out on the control panel, 3-band EQ, drive and blend controls, low, high tone shaping, master volume, headphone jack, effects send, return on the controller. Pros: plenty of power for moderate level rehearsal situations, and even for small to medium sized gigs. The XLR out makes it easy enough to hook up with the house PA if need be. I find that scrambler overdrive function interesting. It's nice to have blendable overdrive in an amp this size. Cons: maybe not powerful enough for situations where you need a ton of volume, but you can always run it out through the PA and use the amp as a stage monitor. 7. Galeen Kruger MB112II. Galeen Kruger is one of the best bass amp brands as a leading name in amplification. Together with their Micro Bass Show, they made compact, great bass for home usage, studio sessions, or alternative moderate volume scenarios. These are amazing little amps, but at just 100 watts, they may not take action for a few gamers. So Galeen Kruger enlarged on the Micro Bass series, using a broader line of bigger and stronger amps. The MB112II fits the bill. Remarkable features: 200 watts, 12-inch speaker, electronic power plug, 4-band EQ, XLR out, shape switch, headphone jack, aux in. Pros: at 150 watts, this little guy might not be loud enough to be heard over a Marshall stack, but that's not the point. You can run the XLR line out to the house system, and use it as a stage monitor. Carting less stuff to a gig is always a good thing. Plus, for lower volume uses like small, intimate gigs, or for home practice, this is an amazing amp all on its own. Even at only 150 watts, it's a Harkey, and one of the best bass amps under $500 you'll find. Cons: some bassists aren't in love with the Harkey aluminum speakers, but they've been around for a long time, so you be the judge. The hybrid cones sound really good, in my opinion. Personally, I like them. I also think I'd rather see the XLR line out on the front panel here, but that's my preference. 8. Harkey HD150. Harkey is just another fantastic title as amps. Among my favorite amps on earth is your Harkey 3500, and even though you're able to land you for under $500, you would still need to have a cabinet to choose this. The Harkey HD Collection Hi-Drive Hybrid Vehicle Drivers combine traditional speaker cones with Harkey's classic aluminum beams. I had been on the fence concerning the Hi-Drives if they came out. The conventional Harkey aluminum speakers possess a distinctive sound, but I have always heard toward paper impregnated using Harkey amps. However, after having a while round the Hi-Drives, I must admit they have won me over. Remarkable features: 150 watts, 15-inch hybrid, tilt-back layout, bass, treble and 7-band EQ, limiter controller, passive, active input, XLR out, it is seen as the very best budget bass amp. Pros: at 150 watts, this little guy might not be loud enough to be heard over a Marshall stack, but that's not the point. You can run the XLR line out to the house system, and use it as a stage monitor. Carting less stuff to a gig is always a good thing. Plus, for lower volume uses like small, intimate gigs, or for home practice, this is an amazing amp all on its own. Even at only 150 watts, it's a Harkey, and one of the best bass amps under $500 you'll find. Cons: some bassists aren't in love with the Harkey aluminum speakers, but they've been around for a long time, so you be the judge. The hybrid cones sound really good, in my opinion. Personally, I like them. I also think I'd rather see the XLR line out on the front panel here, but that's my preference. 9. Custom KXB100. For the cost, the Custom KXB100 gives you a great deal of low-end oomph using its 100-watt power score and large 15-inch speaker. This amp is more than sufficient for small to medium-sized places, whereas its balanced line out will make it possible for you to move right to the PA system for much more volume. However, it may also be utilized for training using its aux input and headphone out. This amp follows a somewhat common theme among bass, and that's a lack of any effects. However, it does include aux and extended for restraining the high and low mids. Ultimately, this amp is the best bass amp head under $500. Pros: while it gets a lot of kudos for being loud, the custom KXB100 is also appreciated for its tone, which many describe as full-sounding. There are plenty of reports of the amp doing well in medium-size events, and there are some who are satisfied with the amp's performance in rehearsals and recording. It is also described as sturdy, and many are convinced that it is well-built. Cons: the only downside for this amp is its bulk and weight, which should be expected given the size of the speakers. 10. PV Max Bass 115. Similar to Max Bass 110, this is the best bass guitar amp. This version makes a relatively substantial jump in size in the past, all the way around 300 watts. This is probably the most size amp you'd ever require. However, does it have noise? The $350 cost of the amp gets you a 3-band EQ, a psychoacoustic speaker improvement, more snake oil, the revived PV build quality, a chromatic tuner built in, and the requisite aux inputs and outputs. In addition, it has buttons for punch, mid-shift, and glowing. I feel these designations will merely mean much to the knowledgeable PV consumer only because they appear to me to become PV designations over anything else. How can the amp sound? Great, and that's all I will say. It's not an unbelievable sounding amp. I believe that it seems just like the PVs of older. If that's your thing, plug into your Rickenbacker and find those Windows vibration. Pros: loud has necessary features for most bass players. Cons: psychoacoustic does not really seem to mean anything. Some people claim it is quieter than other 300 watt amps. Conclusion: you just went through our list of the best bass amps under 500. Have you found the right amplifier for you? We cannot say exactly which amp is right for you. Each music player will have different sound quality criteria, but we are sure you won't go wrong with any of the list choices. Each product is tested and evaluated by music experts. Consider the essential considerations we've outlined above and choose the right amplifier for your needs and the budget you plan to invest in.